MRC Pontiac's Finance and Administration Director, Annie Vaillancourt, is departing after 19 years of service with the organization near the end of this month. She made the announcement to staff and elected officials in an email on Tuesday last week. Speaking Monday, Vaillancourt said that she initially started in the office working in economic development for around 4 years before moving to finance. She explained that her current role covers quite a bit of territory, from budget discussions to managing the front desk workers to IT equipment.
Well, I manage the finances, so the budget. I do most of the preparation for the budget and meetings with the mayors for budget committee to work on that. That happens during the fall. I also manage all of the external audit with our auditors who come during the winter to do the financial audit and then present that to the council normally around April or so, or it's going to be a little delayed this year. But those are like the two biggest files that take quite a bit of my time. Otherwise, I work a lot in accounting, producing reports for council or anybody in the building that needs information. I work a lot with different departments for all of their reporting that they have to do because we receive all sorts of different funding, lots of projects going on. So we have to report back on all of those projects. So I help them all with that. I also manage some staff in admin, like the front desk. I have an assistant who works with me for the accounting and the employees at the license office. I also look after supplies for the staff and all the IT equipment along with our IT technician. So those are the biggest things. And then there's also, all sorts of little things that come up on a daily basis, of course.
Vaillancourt said that she would be moving to the role of treasurer and deputy CAO with the township of Laurentian Valley, just outside Pembroke, Ontario. She said that on top of a shorter commute, she was looking forward to change and new challenges.
It's just a 15-minute drive versus a 40-minute drive that I've been doing for all those years. So, I mean, that alone is definitely a plus. But I think it's just the main reason is kind of a need for change and just learning new things. I kind of got to a point where I just felt like I needed to, I needed more. And so this allows me to do that basically and be closer to home and, but still be kind of in a familiar environment. So I think it's just a good fresh change. And I will definitely miss my work here because I do love it and I have really amazing colleagues. So it's I'm sad but happy at the same time.
Vaillancourt finished by saying that while it's hard to point to one project or file to highlight, she was proud of the growth that the MRC has seen over her time with the organization.
Just the growth that the MRC has had over those last, many years. Because when I did start working here as a financial director, I was the first full-time employee in this position, so it grew so much since then that we had to add another staff, and it just kept growing. So it's just the fact that we've taken on so much and learned new things, and just managing all these projects and trying to follow everything financially and stay up to date all the time and be able to produce all of the reports that we had to do. I think that alone is an achievement to be able to stay afloat with all these new things coming along all the time.
MRC Director General Kim Lesage thanked Vaillancourt for her contributions over nearly two decades. According to MRC Communications staff, the posting for the job will be published in the coming weeks. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.